When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Do you know that I'm going through the change?
Oh, what? Are we on? Are we... What?
I think I'm going through the change.
Oh, my God. So then we don't have any more... My headphones don't work. Okay, wait. No, I'm good. Wait, are we recording?
We've been recording.
Yeah, wait on. A second.
This is the show. It's called the Jillian Michaels Show. I don't know. Have you ever heard it?
I have heard it. It's crap. Wait, did you just... Hold on.
I'm going... The egg didn't drop this month.
Oh, my gosh.
The egg didn't drop, and I'm very... Well, so...
Wow. So you're an old woman now.
Well, I don't know. I think, though, that, you know, it's been a long time.
She's not going to regale us with, like, I'm on my monthly, I can't twerk upside down anymore. We'll never have to hear that again.
No, but it's a more... I didn't realize if this is true. Sometimes I think you skip them. I don't know.
You probably did skip a month, but...
But I've been very regular. And Now, just when I was going to go out and sleep with 8 sailors, and now I impregnate myself, now I can't.
Oh.
And there is a certain mourning to that, though. I do believe there's a mourning to it because now...
I would imagine there would be, sure.
And what's interesting, though, what I find unique, this is why God works mysterious ways.
Oh, okay.
Is the egg didn't drop the exact time I'm taking my great niece to swimming lessons.
Uh-huh.
And now here is what, because when I'm swimming...
Is anyone following the connection?
Okay. Well, she's a little tiny girl. Her name is Nora. She's like a year and a half.
Oh.
And so I said Auntie will take her to swimming lessons.
Uh-huh.
And so we do the swimming lessons. We do all the games. I had to learn that song, The Wheels on the Bus.
Go round and round.
And you do it in the pool and you do all these things.
Yeah.
I'm like the only one. All these moms and then Auntie, you know. And so I didn't know the words, so I had to watch the other moms.
That's called a Modern Family, dude.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
But anyway, after the lesson, we can hang out and swim.
Oh.
And so, because she doesn't know how to swim. So I carry her, and I put, and so, and she's getting tired, and she puts her little head here.
Oh, that's their con. That's what Phoenix does whenever he knows he's in the SH, you know what? That's what he always does. He puts his head on my shoulder, and it's like, and then he goes, nigh, nigh, like for nice, and pets my back. I'm like, I'm going to just.
Oh, but it's just,
yep.
It's like
it's
it
a con.
But it brought out, and I went, Janice, you missed the boat. Like, you could have had this. Like, it's the most tender moment I've ever, it brought out this maternal thing in me.
Yeah.
And it's very tender, and it's and it made me very sad, but it
yeah.
You know, the egg didn't drop, and now I got Nora to take swimming. But there's something about it.
You know, I gotta say, I definitely had a realization like that when we were shooting Losing It. And, you know, there was a time in my life when I just was like, I don't think I'm going to be a parent. I always thought if I did become a parent, I would adopt, you know, and we know the whole history behind that. But I honestly didn't know if I'd pursue it. And I looked at peers and I was like, Ellen DeGeneres isn't a mom. Oprah's not a mom. Rachel Ray's not a mom. Susie Orman's not a mom. You know, I'm a career woman. I'm not a mom. I'm not mom material. And I just, you know, was very driven. And then we shot Losing It, at which I moved into these homes with these families, right? And there was one family in Detroit with a little girl named Lily, and I think she was 9 at the time. And I, for some reason, had this connection with this 9-year-old.
Right.
And I was baking with her and putting makeup on her in my trailer, and like, and I had that moment that you're talking about, and I was like, uh-oh, this might be.
What is it?
Yeah. This might be the thing. Like, what if I. Do I really want to get to the end of my life and go, God, I wish I spent more days in the office, you know? And I had that moment that you're talking about. But my answer to that is it's never too late, though, Janice. Like, you have a million options. You can adopt. You can get closer with your niece. You can get closer to Lou, who adores you. So it's like, you know, I'm not Lou's biological mom. I'm not Phoenix's biological mom. But they're my kids, and my friends who are close with the kids, like, it's so odd because we're such a weird family. Like, Lou has play dates with my friends, 40-year-olds, you know what I mean? Like, Andy comes over and plays with her, and, you know, her aunties Mel and Al come over and play with her, and of course she does have little buddies as well, but like, she has play dates with 40-year-olds, you know. She, like, Bob's like, when am I gonna do a sleepover with Lou? And I was like, oh, for Christ's sake. Because let me tell you, I've seen him with his best friend Christy's kids, and he's like, he plies them with sugar. I'm like, you're such a, with an iPad and a cookie. You want a cookie? I'm like,
an
Bob.
iPad and a
yeah,
cookie.
I was like, you realize what Uncle an a-hole Bob. You are. What a massive, and, you know, I can't say that I haven't been guilty of that myself a few times. But it's like, it, you know, it's never too late, though, dude.
No, I realize that, and I'm thrilled that I can I'm her, like, her swim coach. You know what I mean? And I can do that.
Yeah.
But it's just I think what really rocked me was the feeling.
Yeah.
And it's just it's magnificent, and there is nothing like it. There is
no,
just
I know.
I don't know, and I guess and not to belabor it, but then what. What kills me is when that moment's broken. Like, I have a little neighbor girl, and we would always talk, and I had a little Bolt doll, and I would stick it in the window when she went to school because she had a Bolt doll, and we'd communicate.
What's a Bolt doll?
A Bolt. You know Bolt, the dog? There's a show called Bolt. I don't know. He's got a... Anyway, I had one of these dogs.
A doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'd gotten caught, and so every morning I would stick Bolt in the window.
Cute.
When she... And all of a sudden, she's not talking to me anymore because she's getting older. She's getting... I don't know.
Yeah.
She's going into grade... And I just was like...
How old?
I think she's going into grade 7 or something.
She's like 12, 13.
Yeah, yeah. Even a little bit. But I thought, while I was filled with this beauty, maternal instinct, I also went, man, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. Because it hurt. It hurt me that she didn't want to talk to me anymore, you know?
But that's a normal, according to my mom, that is a normal stage of development for kids because they're trying to become autonomous. So they're trying to separate from their parents or parental figures because that's when they're like, no, I'm my own, you know, and that I think that's where a lot of that tough teenager stuff comes from, although not every kid does go through it. I'm sure some kids are having more problems at home than others, but there is a natural separation that occurs during those teenage years where they try to sort of find their autonomy. It's like, you know, they want it, but then they always want to be able to come back home. And it's very difficult to not take that personally.
Yeah.
I know. I'm dreading it.
Did you? I remember being a little beggar with my mom, like when I wouldn't come, you know, I wouldn't come home. And not that I would. I mean, I would come home late and she just hung in there with me.
Like, you got to hang in there. That's what my mom did. My mom hung in there. She was always like, I'm mad at you and, you know, you this and you that and you this, but I still love you all the time. She would always say that.
So you were you did you go through times?
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh. Ooh.
No kidding.
Yeah, no. But I really hated my dad and my parents had that divorce and then there was just so much going on. And I kind of bounced back and forth because my dad always wanted to get back at my mom. So he would take me so he didn't have to give her child support. But I really hated him. And it was a ploy. Ooh. Like, it was a very complicated dynamic, which is a shame of a, I hate to say, you know, which unfortunately comes along with a divorced family. But my mom, you know, she hung in there. And I think about it now and all the things I did, like stealing from my parents, taking the car, all the things I did, and now, you know, I'm 39 and I take care of my mom as much as I can. I don't need to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got a career that she loves, but I'll take care of her as much as I can. Like if I'll buy her a nice car or, you know, try to take care of things for her. And I think, God, like, I wonder if she ever saw the light at the end of that tunnel.
Exactly.
You know, that one day I would be a grown up who would appreciate her again. And be able to take care of her again instead of stealing and just all the things I did as a teenager. And most teenagers do that.
Yeah, I guess they, and if your
mom a lot that I know did, at least, you know. I was talking to her about Phoenix and I was just like, look, you know, because he is so much more like me than he is like her. He really is. I mean, Lou is more like Heidi. And I don't get me wrong, I mean, I adore both kids, but like that boy is, oh my God. You know, he is stubborn and obstinate and fiery and passionate and opinionated, and he's 18 months old. And it's like, I just look towards the future and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm going to get a bat and just smack him with it. You know, it's like, and I'm already anticipating that he's going to wrap the car around the pole. He's going to get a girl pregnant. He's going to, you know, and again, I understand that, yo, you got to be a good parent. Okay, sure. I get that. But, like, she's like, well, why would he steal? Heidi looked at me and she's like, well, why would he steal the car? And I was like, are you joking?
Because it's there.
Because it's there. Well, we'll just hide the keys. And I was like, are you kidding? He'll get the VIN number and call the manufacturer, order a new key, and then wrap it around a pole. You know what I mean? And I was like, that's just, like, she doesn't understand that. She doesn't think like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, well, we'll just keep him busy and we'll get him into soccer. I'm like, oh, right, soccer. That's going to keep him from having sex at 12. I mean, like, it's just what kids do, like with the internet. And that's why I think, like, I'm not deluding myself that I can prevent these things. I'm just hoping that we can keep an open enough line of communication that they don't get hurt permanently. You know what I'm saying? Like, there isn't a pregnancy or there isn't an STD that can't be cured or, you know, he doesn't get killed in a car accident. Like, I'm just thinking like, oh, my God, how are we going to mitigate this time period? But I just think that's what a lot of kids do.
I guess because I'm not a mom that, you know, I know I won't have to deal with that detachment. And I have this new grown empathy for a parent who has to go through that. It's mind boggling to me what that would feel like.
I've heard it's really hard.
I have
heard it's really hard. A friend of mine, I've known her. She's been my editor for years. And, you know, she's had two little boys. And I didn't realize that, like, 7 years have gone by and they're not little boys anymore. One's 14. And one of them was like, F you, Mom. I hope you burn in hell.
Oh, God. That would be so painful.
And I was like, whoa. And I just thought, I will drag my fist across that kid's face. You know, I was like, it would take everything I had not to just knock him out saying that to me. I'd be like, what did you say to me? Of course, I'm not going to hit him. But I would literally be like, I guess you're sleeping on a pop tent tonight in the yard. All your crap has gone to, you know, Goodwill. And like, I just, I don't know. I my housekeeper, you know, has also been with me for like 8 years. And she, same thing, has two boys that were little boys. And now one of them is like 14. Same exact thing. And she, you know, with Phoenix, because Phoenix loves Inez. He loves our housekeeper. And he just chases her around and mops with her. And, you know, she adores him. And she's like, enjoy this age. Because it, you know, changes.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, it's, but they come back though, Janice. That's the thing. It's like it. They do come back.
Yeah, yeah. My sister's kids all came back. They're all great. They're all wonderful young adults.
They come back. Yeah. You know, they come back. And I also think it's, nothing in life is ever too late. You got to remember that. You know, people always think it's too late to start a new career, or it's too late to get their health back in shape, or it's too late to become a parent. But it's not. It really isn't. Like, if you decided you wanted to be a foster parent and see how you liked it and maybe become a mom or just take a greater role in your niece's life. Like, I can think of many people who were very significant. Well, maybe not many, but several people who were very significant in my life that were not my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be a kid's, quote, parent to be really significant in their lives.
No, that's true. I guess what struck me is it just, yeah, with her little head there.
I know, that's a big one. That is the thing right
although,
there.
Although, just to close it off, though, I will say, if I do become your swim coach for the next triathlon, if I am your swim coach, if you lay your head there, I think it would get too weird between us in this work relationship we have. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, after the lesson, if I'm going to carry you around on my shoulder.
Are you sure? That hurts.
I just think it might get. I was
like, why'd you take that jab? Why'd you have to?
No, I said I would be your swim coach, but I just
like
don't
a shot
know.
To the gut.
I don't know if.
Where's the love?
No, you know how I feel about you, but I just know that if we had that moment, it might get
a
weird.
Cuddle? A snuggle.
A snuggle Come might on. Get weird between us.
Give us a snuggle. Come on. Let's do a spoon.
Let's do a spoon. Can you imagine?
I can't. Yeah. Come here. Come on. Arms are open.
No. Do you know what? If I walk over there right now, you're going to do something.
I will. I'll give you a snuggle.
I'm just saying. Oh, stop it. Stop. Okay, we got to go.
I can't tell you how many of our listeners have these great stories of things they've overcome or things they've gone through. Mm. And I always think to myself that they should start a blog and just share with the world. And I know a lot of people find inspiration from blogs because it's no nonsense. It's like somebody out in the world who's going through everything you're going through, and it really allows people to connect and find inspiration. So every single time I encourage you guys to start a blog or even keep, you know, an online journal, just so you know, Janice is going to start a blog for our future upcoming tour.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to use Hover to do it. Are you ready to hear about this, Janice?
Yes.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hover.com is the place to get started. Only place to go for domains. It is the easiest and quickest way to create, buy, and manage your domain name. You can do it in 5 minutes. There's no upsells at checkout, no runaround, best customer service in the industry, a no hold on the phone policy. You will only talk to humans. Plus, they've got the .net option, which opens up a ton of domain names that might not otherwise be available. It's easy to remember, and you've got a whole suite of Google apps that you can use on your site. So Gmail, Calendar, Drive, Docs, the whole shebang. For our listeners, they're offering 10% off a new domain name of your choice.
Okay.
So Janice, go get your blog ready.
I will.
Yeah. Go to hover.com/JillianMichaels and you can get started today, Jay. I'm trying to think of a number two segment that won't put me to sleep.
God, would you stop it with that? I'm sorry, I got a roof full of chocolate right now. Your second segment is our first.
What?
What?
Well,
just,
oh, for I can't Christ's help. Sake.
Well, I didn't know you were going to start,
oh
and I put.
God.
It's our little chocolate treat. I'm just saying.
Our little chocolate treat?
You had one too.
No.
Don't. Oh, Jillian.
Nope.
You had a little mini chocolate
no,
treat.
No, I didn't.
I'm saying the second segments are informative segments. That's what they're for.
Hmm.
Is it not? Jillian, you spent your life informing people. Why can't you just do it for another, 8 minutes?
Just,
8 minutes is all I'm asking.
I just want to talk about, farts.
Stop! God!
It's not funny. It's not, all right. I'll try.
Please. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe chime in with something funny, though. Somewhere. So. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
But this one isn't so bad. I guess it's just the fitness stuff that I find boring.
Well, because you evolve, you keep evolving beyond it. You're going, you know what I mean?
The thing with the fitness stuff is I kind of feel like I've hit a wall with it where, same with nutrition, where it's sort of until we get into mapping people's genes, nutrigenomics, it's until we get into that science of really understanding how certain foods affect people's genetics, I think we've hit a wall with it. It's it's very simple, right? Don't eat too many calories and don't eat food that isn't food. End of story. I swear to God, that's the end of the story. And yet every day I'm don't eat beans are the day. They're always trying to come up with something new to sell people something new. And there is no diet book in me. I just don't. I mean, I don't know. I guess I could do a Biggest Loser tell-all, how, you get 100 pounds off of somebody and 8 weeks, but it's not a lifestyle. It's no way to live your life. And with fitness, I kind of feel like in 20 something years, I've hit a wall with the knowledge. I believe that I know the answer. This to me is not a developing science. I genuinely believe, I've read the research. I know the answer and I've seen it work. So,
right.
Be able to do, when they take your genes and it's well, Janice, green tea will turn breast cancer off in you. Now, that's going to be fascinating to me. But we're just 25 years away from that kind of science. So, it's pretty straightforward. Don't eat poison. Obviously, we all know what a health food is. Eat high fiber foods and lean proteins and... you know what I'm saying?
All right, then let's take some calls. So there's the end of the story.
With fitness, though.
Yeah.
It's the same with fitness. It's I think we got it. It's body weight training, high intensity interval training, multiple muscle groups, functionality, core-based training. I know it. I truly do believe that no one's going to come out with something about this world that I don't know. I really don't think anyone's going to come out with something that is just what? I doubt it. Highly doubt it. The science behind fitness and exercise, I really feel like I've got it on lock. I know it all. I feel like we've talked about all of it. And there's just, I'll always try to throw something new at you or something to get you to think about or spark your curiosity or to try, absolutely. But there is not a lot of room to grow because I do feel like these are the answers, man. This is the answer. I can't reinvent this wheel for you. Whereas with life... And personal growth and goal achievement and self-exploration, it's just constantly evolving and changing. And there are so many different ways to skin a cat based on personality and likes and dislikes and history. And every person is different. And it's just – that to me is just so much more compelling, I guess.
Right, because we keep changing with the change.
Yeah, and just learning new things about yourself and the other people around you and – We are like the onion that just keeps peeling, each and every one of us. And so I guess that's why the fitness segments, I'm like, okay, here we go, whatever. But the one I like today is something you pulled, and it reminds me of something we talked about on the tour. So this article you sent me is from Forbes, and it says 5 ways to tell if the advice you've received is wrong. And I looked at all 5, and the reality is it's everything that we talked about on the Maximize Your Life tour. And I'll kind of sum it up for you. But the first one, and I think this is so important because a lot of times when it comes to things like weight loss or money or whatever, right? Whatever key area of your life you're taking advice from an expert, a lot of times you're going to get conflicting advice. And I think that really spins people out. They're like, sure. Well, wait a second. She said black and he said white. Is it black or is it white? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And they don't know what to do. The first thing I would ask you to look at is the source that you're getting the information from. Mm. Is it a credible source? Is it a proven source? So one of my favorite little jokes that we would tell on the tour that I know made us go way over time and drove you crazy, but let's talk about money, right? You're looking to make money. You read a book called The Secret, all right? Just think money, yes. And money arrives. You know, visualize money. Visualize all these things. Visualize the parking space. Visualize this. Visualize that. Think this. Say your mantra. Chant it. Put it into the universe. Well, that's great. Have you ever known anybody to sit at home and think money and become wealthy? Uh-uh. No. It's not a credible source. Have you seen the advice that you're taking work? Well, it sounds tantalizing and it sounds tempting and, you know, oh, God, that's something you could do. Does it actually work? Is there concrete evidence that it works? Whereas you might look at Warren Buffett or Susie Orman, and I can tell you they're both very rich. So we do know that whatever advice they're giving does work at some point, somewhere. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky. Let's say that both of these experts in the area that you're exploring give advice that's diametrically opposed. Now what do you do? And this is where the conversation is about there being more than one way to skin a cat.
Right.
And it's where you have to really know yourself and what's going to work for you. So, for example, Bob put out a book. Also, another example I used on the tour. Bob put out a book, Jumpstart to Skinny. I am ashamed to admit this. I didn't read it, but I don't feel like I have to read it because I work.
Because you know Bob.
I know Bob. I work every single day with Bob. And I guess in it, because I saw a lot of people freaking out about it, that he said eat 800 calories with unlimited greens, which is something that we have done at certain points with the contestants on the show. Mind you, they're medically supervised and we're supplementing them and all of that. I won't comment on that right now. Anyway, so a lot of people were like, oh my God, Jill, you said never eat below 1200 calories. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right. Some of the questions in that,
you know, oh my God, I don't understand. What should I do? Oh my God. Oh my God. You said never to do this. Oh my God. Oh my God. You said I could eat carbs. He said don't eat carbs. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, Bob can take weight off of you. That way we'll take weight off of you. My way, if you ate 1200 calories, if you ate 1400 calories and you had some carbs as in starch or grains, would you lose weight? Yes. Both ways will work. The only difference is, yeah, the 800 calories with no starch is going to work faster. Are you able to do it, though? Is it sustainable for you? So I might look at that and go, yeah, this is not going to work for me. I'm going to be starving. I'm going to feel deprived. I'm going to be miserable. It's going to lead to a binge. Whereas somebody else might go, well, okay, if I'm eating 1,400 calories a day and my weight loss is a little bit slower, I'm going to feel deprived and I'm not going to see these enormous crazy results, so I'm going to get discouraged and I'm going to fall off the wagon. So that's where you really need to know yourself and go, what is realistic for me? What goes along with my personality, my likes, my dislikes, my values? What's something that is doable for me financially with regard to accessibility? All of these factors need to be taken into account, and that's how you can kind of disseminate the information, right?
Right.
That's where you go, all right, that doesn't work for me. That does work for me. This is, you know, and then when you gathered all the information and there's proof that the information works, the source is credible, it's conducive to who you are as an individual and your means, then you move forward down a certain path. And last but not least, although this should have actually come first, and this was something that we used to open up the Maximize Your Life Tour with, was that gut check of learning to listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if something in you says no, and something in you is screaming no, the answer is no. And the reality is that we've all made a lot of mistakes in our lives thinking that the expert in the area knows better. I'll never forget. I can't tell you. I mean, oh, God. I remember on the doctors, there were so many things that were going on that I was like, I don't think this is good, or I don't think this will work, or I don't think that's a good idea. There was a segment with a woman whose son had a disease called Niemann-Pick's disease. I hope I'm getting that right. God help me. It's been a year and a half. And I had gotten in trouble because I did a segment with a woman who was a stage three breast cancer, and I was very soft-spoken and very quiet. And they were like, where's the Jillian Michaels we hired? Where's the Jillian Michaels we hired? And I was like, I'm not trying to. She's got breast. What do you? I don't understand what you want me to do. You need to get in her face and tell her to toughen up and blah blah blah. And I was like, I don't think this is gonna go well. I don't think we should do that. So, and needless to say, they're like, the segment's putting me to sleep. Blah blah blah. So with the woman whose son had Niemann-Pick's disease, she felt like it was her fault, which is a normal thing for any mother to feel. And sure, what I wanted to do was validate her feelings. Tell her it was, you know, it's okay to feel that way, but then try to help her understand, you know, that it isn't her fault. And, you know, when I yell at people, I'm trying to scare them through a roadblock. Like, there's a very specific reason I get aggressive with people on The Biggest Loser. And none of those reasons played into what was going on The Doctors, right? So I got to this place where I was like, well, Dr. Phil's the number one show in daytime, and he is. And his producer's been producing the show for years, and these are the McGraws, and it is their show, and I should listen. So they wanted me to get in her face and be like, I'll be damned if I'm going to let you feel responsible for this. You are not going to walk out of here. Right, that's the Jillian Michaels they wanted. So I went out there, and I called my mom, and I was like, I got a bad feeling about this, Mom. I don't think this is right. And she's like, sweetie, you got to listen to your gut. I was like, I know, but like, I'm new on the show and my whole future and daytime, you know, because Dr. Phil was like, I'm going to make you the next Oprah. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to put you on my show. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to build you. I'm going to, and, you know, I didn't want to alienate him. I wanted to do what I was being told. I wanted to do a good job. And he reminded me of like that father that I never had. So you want to be like daddy's good girl. And I was like, well, who am I to question all these people that know way better than me about producing daytime, even though everything in me said no. So I went out there and I tried to kind of meet it both ways. And I was like, of course you feel this way. This is normal. And then I gave her the, but I'll be damned if you're walking out of here feeling, you know. So, and they were like, oh, good, yes. So then, right, all these people on Facebook were like, how dare that bitch tell her what she should or shouldn't be feeling. And then they turned around and they looked at me and they said, you know, you're just unlikable. And blamed it on me. And I was like, wait a minute, what? What? And I was like, you told me to. And they're like, our viewers just don't like you. And I was like, and the thing is, like, I knew from go not to do it.
Yeah.
I knew it was wrong, and it wasn't what I would do to help. It wasn't what I would do to help, and this is what I do. I help people. So whether you understand what I'm doing, or you see the entire picture of what I'm doing, or whether you see it on TV or not, like, I know what I'm doing. No one tells me what to do. That's the only time in my life anyone's ever told me how I should be helping somebody.
Right.
And everything in me said no, but I was like, you know something? I wanted to please. I didn't want to blow the opportunity. I thought they knew better than me. And I was right the entire time. I was right the entire time. And you know what happened when I didn't listen to my voice? That opportunity went south. If I had stuck to my guns and done what I knew was right, it would have worked. And although they might have been mad at me in the moment, I would have won over ultimately because the evidence of that would have been there.
Right.
Although The Doctors is now at a 1-1 and it was a 1-9 when I was on it a year and a half ago. So maybe I wasn't, you know, totally wrong to begin with. But the reality is that although you might think everybody knows better than you because they're, quote, experts, do that gut check, man.
But Jillian, that's the best point because ultimately you know the answer. If you notice when you have I've done this where I've had a question and I will ask 7 different people for advice.
Yep.
And each time, because I'm looking for the advice that I want to hear.
Absolutely.
And I'll keep asking until someone tells me what I want to hear. Yep. I'm really not listening to them. I'm just wanting someone
to validate you.
Validate what my initial gut is about
the
situation.
And maybe the lesson is like, you know something? If you find that to be the case, you need to just go with your gut.
Yeah.
Just have that confidence in that gut reaction. It's everything. There's a book. I didn't want to think it was Blink, maybe.
Oh, the Malcolm Gladwell guy?
I think that's the one. And it is about cultivating that gut response. Anthony Robbins has a tumor on his pituitary, right? And everybody was like, you're dead. You're a dead man. You're a dead man walking. And he did what you did. He went to a million doctors until one was like, no, I think you'll be fine. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God. And the doctor was like, no, you live with this long enough. And it seems like everything's going to be okay. It's not malignant. And, you know, gazillion years later, there he is.
There he is.
Totally fine. No. So, you know, you're right. It's like he just wanted an expert to tell him that.
Yeah.
Someone to validate him. I wonder if he would be in the same position now looking for that same advice. But I think that gut check is always the most critical at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Maybe See? That one won't be, but it wasn't funny. But it wasn't funny.
Don't you dare start doing something to ruin this segment.
To...
Don't do it. Jake, turn her off before she makes the fart sounds. I.
Oh, Janice, my God. Take it outside.
What's wrong with
Take
you?
Take it outside.
We're in a closed room, Janice.
God. Burned a hole in her jeans. Janice, you're seeming a little forgetful lately.
Well, I've had, yes, I, as a matter of fact, yes.
A little spacey McGillicuddy.
Yeah, yes.
You know, they say that happens when the change comes. and luckily, one of our sponsors can help you.
I know that. I
tell me who it is. Come on, tell me. Who are they? Come on, just say it, say it.
I know Lumosity will help me.
And God knows you need the help.
I know.
But if you're already smart and sharp like me, it just helps you stay that much sharper and that much ahead of the game. So check this out. Lumosity.com is designed, it's a website that designs these online games by the top neuroscientists in the world, literally, to help improve your brain's performance. It's like a personal trainer for your brain. Mm. And you can customize the games you play specifically for whatever your desire is, whether you want to be sharper, you want to have better memory, you want to be more focused, Lumosity can help you. It's really easy. Just go to Lumosity.com, click the start training button to create your own personalized training program, and then you just start playing your first game. It's that simple. And of course, tell them I referred you. Lumosity.com.
All right, we're back, and a gal from Toronto by the name of Amanda would like to have a chat with you.
Oh, well, hello!
Hi, Jillian!
Hi, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I love you. I just have to say that first.
Oh, well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Oh, my God, I'm so excited! I'm giddy. I'm so excited. You made my day, Janice, when you called me this morning, so
I just
want to say thank you for taking my call.
Let her rip, Amanda.
Go for it, buddy.
Okay, so I got married in July, and right before I was working out like crazy. I was doing the 30-day shred. I was doing Ripped in 30, and it was amazing. You killed me.
Oh, good.
And, okay, so I'm 4'11", and when I was doing it, I weighed 110 pounds, and, like, I felt great. I felt like I was, like, where I should be weight-wise. And now, 2 months after my wedding and my honeymoon in Europe and a cruise, I weigh 135 pounds.
Okay.
So I keep saying, you know, like, I'll start on Monday. And I just don't know, like, how to stop this, like, I'll start on Monday thing and actually start counting my calories again and working out. Like, I feel like I just, like, if I work out in the morning, I'm too tired and I say I won't. Or if I work out after work, I'm too tired and I won't. So I just needed your advice.
Okay. Buddy, tell me something. Why do you think you've lost your motivation?
Because I reached my goal, and then I just started to, like, my husband's like, you're beautiful.
Mm.
And we just started to, like, it got comfortable again. And so I reached my goal. I got married. I looked nice in my dress, and I just kind of got lazy.
No. There's no such thing as lazy.
I know.
Other things may have taken precedent.
Yes,
like
true.
Life, you know,
yeah.
when you sort of, all right, you know, now the special event's over, back to the grind.
And, yeah.
And, you know, a couple of things. The first thing is, obviously, if you're an individual who is motivated by an event or a goal, sign up for something. You know, one of my friends signed up to run the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
You know, another one of my friends signed up to do a Spartan race or something.
Yeah.
Sign up for something that holds you accountable, because that does work for people. Although I tend to think of it as like superficial advice, it's still legitimate. You know, it's not, you know, curing any deep wounds or solving any dark problems, but it absolutely can help. It helps people stay motivated and hold them accountable. So, I would, plan yourself something nice. Like, you know, we're going into winter, but maybe it's okay. Like, I'm planning a vacation in February. Maybe you plan a vacation in April.
Yeah.
Or something where you, or even like maybe you go away for the holidays to someplace sunny and tropical.
Yeah.
And you know, that's your motivation, is to fit in your bikini on the beach in Hawaii.
Exactly.
Over Christmas break. You know, give yourself something to look forward to.
I hear ya.
The bigger picture on motivation, though, I mean, tell me, all right, people always like, oh, I want to be motivated. And while I do think that there are certain external catalysts for change, whether it's somebody on TV that inspires you, a movie star that inspires you, a rock star that inspires you, a woman in a magazine that inspires you, whatever.
You inspire me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And now I'm about to tell you how totally inefficient, like, how completely and utterly sort of limited that is in the long term, because while somebody might catalyze you to make a change, you might be inspired, right, moved to do something. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
That's great, but that lasting motivation has to be an internal driver.
It
has to come from inside of you. And so this is where I talk a lot about finding your why.
You know,
if you have a why to live for, you can tolerate anyhow. Like there are days I go to work and I hate it. But, you know, I love my job. I love my career. I love stability, you know, financially, not worrying about my bills.
Of course.
I love, you know, sure, there are things I have to do professionally that I don't like in order to do the things professionally that I do like. And when I have to have a day of work where I go, I would rather be dead than sit in strategy meetings about, you know, business, this, that, or the other, that's not what I want to do. But it allows me to do the things I do want to do, like the podcast, books, my DVDs, and things of that, you know, live speaking tours, things like that. So I think of my why. And it's the same thing with fitness. I don't necessarily get up and go, God, I love to work out today.
I know. I remember hearing you say that in a podcast once, and it made me feel so good, because I was like, I swear, these girls all tell me they love to work out, and I don't. So I was so happy that you said that, because it just made me feel like normal.
I don't love it. There's never a moment where I'm like, woo, love this. Like, there's never a moment where I'm not watching the clock.
Yeah.
But with that said, I love it when it's over.
Me too.
I love how it feels at the end of the week. I love when I fit into my jeans.
I don't fit in my jeans right now. So
okay,
that's
motivation for you.
Exactly.
That's so you got to sit down and think about and write out all of the ways that staying fit and healthy improves the quality of your life.
Yeah.
So just take a stab at it right now. What do you got for me?
All the ways that being fit and healthy, like why they're good for me?
How it will directly improve the quality of your life?
Well, I'll feel better. Like, even like, I can't go on the treadmill now for more than 10 minutes. I used to be able to run for an hour, and I feel so crappy. So I feel like just feeling better, fitting in my jeans.
That's big. Okay, fitting in your jeans, feeling empowered.
I don't know. My problem is, I guess, that my husband loves me so much, and he's like, you know, you don't really have to lose the weight, but I think for me personally, like when I look in the mirror, I'll just feel more confidence every day, like when I go to work and whatnot.
There you go.
And I work with students, too, so I'm a teacher, so I don't want to look like I've given up or anything. I still want to look like the cute teacher who cares. So.
Yeah, you want to look, you want to be aspirational, you want to feel empowered, you want to feel sexy in your jeans,
exactly.
you want to feel strong. That's your motivation, honey. That's what you make the time for.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that you go, when you step on the treadmill or you pop in the DVD or you take the class at the gym.
Yeah.
You're not thinking, oh, I love this. You know, what you should be thinking about is, you know, this is for my skinny jeans. This is for my grandchildren. This is for, you know, sex with the lights on. This is for, which I do think is overrated, but having the option is always nice.
I know. Agreed.
You know, it's like, God forbid it happens to be broad daylight out or first thing in the morning. You know, why put out the blackout curtains? That's a hassle.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just saying, like, it's about freedom. Confidence, empowerment, and you got to write all those things down and put
them. I am right now. I'm taking notes.
You know, that's what's going to drive you, sweetie. That is that. So just remember, it's about quality of life.
Yeah.
And find some things that you can build to look forward to. So there's a reward at the end of this tunnel, whether it is a beach vacation or an evening out, you know, whatever, a date night, a romantic getaway, whatever it might be, that helps it feel less like a punishment and makes the reward more tangible.
Exactly. That makes so much sense. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And I can ask you a really quick question.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, so I know it's not lazy and you just need to find that motivation, but in terms of like working out in the morning or the evening, obviously I'm going to be tired at both times. What do you like better?
I prefer the morning, but you got to get it in whenever you can get it in.
I know. I remember you saying that once before, and I totally agree.
Like yesterday, I just couldn't. It was like I had to take Lou to school, and then I had a meeting, and then I had a phone call, and it was like, by the time, you know, a free moment rolled around, it was 3 o'clock, and that's like my night-night hour.
Yeah.
3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I'm just dead tired.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 5 o'clock is kids, okay, you know, our nanny, a.k.a. Heather, the kids' aunt,
she
leaves at 5, and then it's like, you know, I have to be 100% present to feed them, play with them, read to them, put them to bed. So it was 3 o'clock or bust, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to go for a quick run. And it's like, I didn't go all out, I didn't go bananas, it wasn't the best workout of my life, but I went for a quick run, and it was fine.
Yeah, that's why I loved, like, 30-day shred and ripped in 30, because I could do it, and I didn't have to go anywhere, and I could just do it, and it wouldn't take so long. So I'm going to try to pop those in again.
I don't like 30-day shred. I'm going to send you ripped in 30. Do you have ripped in 30?
Okay. I have ripped in 30. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 30-day shred's dated. Very, very dated. Ripped in 30, way better.
I loved ripped in 30. I finished 30-day shred, so now I should make one of my goals to finish ripped in 30.
There you go. That's one. Yeah, and it calls back. Let us know how those jeans are fitting after that.
Well, thank you so
paint
much.
Paint those suckers on when that's
I know.
That's over.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks,
thank
Amanda.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Love you guys so much. Have a wonderful night.
Oh, thank you, honey. Right back at you.
Thank you.
Blackout curtains.
Well, I'm saying you don't want to have to put them up.
I got to admit, you know, the first, well, when I stopped drinking, when I had the sexual experience, it was very awkward. It's kind of like what it's like when you first have the sexual experience with the lights on. I remember the first time I did it after not drinking, it was like, oh, geez, what is that? You know what I mean? It was like, you know, so I can relate to the... what was this call about again? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, sex with the lights on is not easy. It's not. It's not pleasant. What is pleasant about it? I know you say you should, but what honestly is pleasant about it? You're looking at them, or maybe you're looking back at them, whatever you're into.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, whichever direction you're looking, you could be...
Whoa.
Some people do that, Jillian.
Whoa.
Some people, some, it's all over the place. I'm just saying, what is the point in it? Oh, hello. Do you know what I'm saying? Why would you have it with the lights on? Why? You know what? It's just, there's just too many things. There's just distractions. It's like then you gotta like spot pretend to smile, you know. You know, like pretend like, and like have try and look like you feel like you look pretty, and you really you just look ugly.
Are you not smiling during sex? That's a bad thing. Are you frowning?
I think I'm gritting my teeth.
Making a little face.
It's been so long, I don't know. But I'm just saying, if when I was having the experiences, A, lights on, what's the point? At least with the lights off, you can kind of, you know.
What if it's not nighttime? What if it's daytime?
You don't do it. You just say, sorry. Sorry, I'm
five
out.
More hours.
Five more hours. Well, I guess that's when you got the blackout curtains.
Sun goes down at 0800.
All I'm saying is I just don't see the point. I really don't. What do you want to look at the person for?
You know, it really is not at all a question as to why she's still single.
No, but come on. Do you gaze into the person's eyes like, ooh, wonderful? Nobody does. You're either squinting your eyes because you're climbing over the mountain, or it's done.
I should have pressed stop a long time ago.
This is amazing, isn't it? I'm going to make this my outgoing voicemail message.
Love doctor this up.
No, but Sarah, Jillian.
This is like a car crash. I'm just enjoying watching. I'm standing on the side of the road watching as the ambulances pull up.
You
see fire trucks, some police cars.
Okay, seriously. You really just keep your eyes open and blink lovingly. Seriously?
I'm trying to provide you with options where you can take advantage of the time you have with your partner at any point during the day.
Well, this doesn't
make sense. And possibly feel desired by your partner because they can see you and subsequently want to be with you, and you can feel desirous. Desirous or desired? Desirable. Desirous means you want somebody. Desirable.
Desirable.
Yeah.
Well, who the hell feels desirable? I certainly don't. I think I'll eat some more tuna sandwich.
Well, if you had had Ripton, if you'd done Ripton 30, maybe you wouldn't feel that way.
Well, what are you saying?
I mean, have you seen yourself?
Well, I decided
to talk about what you're wearing.
I decided to go casual today. This is my casual look.
You have an aqua blue headband on, Janice.
I thought this was a nice touch.
That you've had on all day.
I thought it was a nice touch. But this is casual. This is like, you know, I understand why people would want to have the lights off with this.
The body's actually there on you. The style is lacking, but the body's there. The aqua blue headband, though. Here's what Janice is wearing today. An aqua blue headband. A mustard-colored t-shirt with a purple number 3 on it. Why? No idea.
I don't know.
A pair of jeans that looked like her father wore them in 1974. And then lumberjack boots as though she was an axe man on the History Channel. Why, you ask? Nobody knows. How she decided to put these things together into one outfit is beyond anyone's comprehension.
Well, you have the shelves. You have the shirt shelf and the pant shelf. And you just grab one from each and you hope for the best.
Janice not only has sex with the lights off, she also dresses herself with the lights
off. That's possible, yeah.
Oh, Jake. Wow. Going in for the juggler, are you? I could snap your neck with my thighs right now. Just one little snap.
With the lights on or off?
I was going to say, the lights are on. I don't think you could.
For all you guys who've got a domain and aren't quite sure how to build your site, you know who you are. Squarespace.com is here to help. It's awesome. It's an all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. They've got over 20 highly customized templates so that you can choose and build your own site. It's fast. It's easy.
It's super simple. It's drag and drop. They've got 24/7 customer service. You can link to all your social media accounts. It starts at just $8 a month. It includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. You can start a trial today with no credit card required and begin building your site. And for our listeners, they're offering a free trial, 10% off. Go to squarespace.com/JillianMichaels and use the offer code capital J, capital M, 1-1. And that's the number one. JM, number one, number one. Check it out today.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.